With the problems that we've had, especially as of late, we are seeking a new vendor for 2019. Part of that agreement will be that Texas A&M University will have more influence on the operational control of the system itself. Councilman Benham, I do remember that we met and we talked about proper staffing for proper and all of that. So that's why we're going to take more of an approach with that. So I want to thank you for that conversation that we had. But we're going to take more of a proactive approach rather than a reactive one. Instead of see, click, report, hope it gets fixed, and then do something about it later, we're hoping that it'll be more see, fix, as we do that proactive approach, not only with the campus, within the city itself. And then some desired new vendor capabilities that we're looking for. We're looking for technology that will only allow bike rides or bike trips, I guess, to end in certain areas where they're allowed to end. We want more direct communication with those that do violate the rules with a human voice rather than just an email or something like that. And then we do absolutely will require 24/7 call center access. So anybody at any time can call and phrase or complain as necessary. So at the end of the fall semester, the plan is that all bikes in the city and on campus will be collected and either donated, repurposed, or recycled. We've pledged as a university, if necessary, the university will take over that role. So all of that will be taken care of one way or the other. And the new vendor integration, part of our new contract is going to be that they must actually have a permit with the city before we engage them to do anything on campus. And then we'll incrementally do fleet deployment instead of having thousands and thousands and thousands of bikes all at once. We'll gradually grow it appropriately to serve the needs of the users.